This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
DeMarcus, welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
Hey, what is up, man? How you guys doing with all this quarantine life going on?
Well, I'm making it right now. My co-host Kevin still is going into the office every single day, and I don't think he washes his hands. What do you think about that?
What?
You know, he needs those neoprene gloves for sure, then, if he's going to be going to the office. Maybe some Clorox wipes, too.
Yeah, we got the cleaning supplies and stuff up here, so I think we'll be okay. Now, I want to know, what was your, if we could go back to your draft, what was your mindset the week of the draft? What was your mindset the day of the draft? Was it nerves, excitement? Like, were you all over the place?
The thing is, when I got to spend the draft with my family, and the first word I can think about is panic. Like, panic of what's going to be that next stage of my life. Because you're going to have to, as soon as you get drafted, you go straight to that next team, and you move from your family. So it was panic at first, and then once I got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, everything set in, like, okay, well, then what are my next steps? I mean, you learn those types of things. That change is only progression, and you learn that from football. And it was pretty cool. The draft was, and I was going to go to New York, but I didn't. I wanted to spend it with my family. I spent it with about 15 to 7. Actually, I take that back. 50 to 75 people at a conference center. So it was pretty fun.
It's not allowed this year. You can't do that this year.
I know, man.
Does that, I want to say it doesn't, but I could see, do you think that will take away from the experience at all for many of the guys? Because you don't have your family, like, right there.
I know, man. I think it's going to be a challenge, because usually when you're in that room and you got all of your family there, you see all of the people that helped you out before you got drafted, and you're actually giving them their moment. Their moment that when they say, DeMarcus Ware drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, everybody's like, you know, I had a part in that. But now they're not going to be able to get that with a person. So, I mean, just like we're doing now, phone calls, Zoom meetings, FaceTime. I wish there were some type of way to where, you know, you can just get everybody on their phones, because you might even probably get a bigger crowd if you did it that way. And just get everybody at that time, and everybody just can talk, and you be the host, and you just enjoy everybody's experiences, their stories, record it. I think something like that you'll never be able to take back.
I'm curious, and we often kind of try to imagine what it's like to negotiate a contract with Jerry and have those kinds of conversations with him. But when the phone rings and you start talking to Jerry Jones, like, what is I know you're thinking about the future of what you're going to do next, but, you know, what's that experience like, having Jerry on the other end of the line?
You know, it is crazy, because if you ever rode the Incredible Hulk roller coaster before everything takes off, and you go from 0 to 60 in like 1 second, and your heart starts beating really fast, and you do that first drop, that's what it is when you see or actually hear Jerry Jones. And he says, hey, what does it feel to be a Dallas Cowboy? And you just like, oh, that moment that you've been really waiting for, it feels that way. And I know that this next draft pick at 17 is going to feel that way, feel that feeling of gratitude. I know that this is a COVID-19 time, and, you know, people are feeling a certain way, but I think that they're going to still have that feeling no matter what.
How much did you, because we even asked Stephen Jones this, how much did you look at the mock drafts and all that? Because obviously teams can contact you directly and work you out and everything like that, but how much were you like, just take a look at what Peter King thinks, or, you know, just to kind of get an idea of maybe where you could end up?
You know what? It was a defensive draft when I came out, and I looked at the Peter Kings, the NFL Networks, everywhere, and I'm like, okay, well, where can I get drafted? Who's going to need a defensive outside linebacker? Because I went from defensive end to outside linebacker, and I went to Carolina on a trip. I went to San Francisco on a trip. I went to San Diego Chargers on a trip. It was like, and I didn't go to Atlanta, but then the Dallas Cowboys, they called me. I was like, you know, their fifth guy that was going to be coming in. They said, well, DeMarcus, we don't want to bring you in on a visit. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to be a Dallas Cowboy, so maybe I'm going to go to San Diego, because San Diego was actually at number 10 or 12 or something.
12,
like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like me and Sean Merriman. And on that day, they did some, we call it a trickeration in the NFL, when you get that trick play. And they, you know, picked me at 11, and Sean Merriman went to San Diego at 12.
Is there any part of you, and this doesn't have to be about Merriman, it can be about anybody else in the draft, when you hear those names or when you see those mock drafts, you're like, come on, man, I'm better than that guy. What's happening here?
Oh, when I played?
Yeah.
You know, I always said that propaganda sometimes gets you drafted higher than what you should be, instead of talent and character. And I see that over and over again, that sometimes, you know, people want that guy that's going to come in and sell paper. Or do you want him to bring in a trophy to your organization? I think, you know, it's some things outweigh the other. But I see that all the time, especially when I played, when I got drafted. There's always a lot of coulda, shoulda, but when you get an opportunity, you just take it and you run with it.
Future Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware joining us right now on 105.3 The Fan. DeMarcus, I was wondering this. You were drafted into a 3-4 system. You had to go to 4-3 for a little bit, and then you went back to 3-4 with the Denver Broncos. I'm just wondering, when it comes to the draft and then also kind of the different ways defenses work, we're hearing that the Cowboys might run a hybrid type of defense in 2020. What are your thoughts on when you're coming out of college and you played in a 3-4 or 4-3, and how difficult or easy it is to transition in the NFL to that?
You know, the thing is, we played at the beginning of my years in Troy, we played a straight 4-3, and then we changed my last 2 years to a 3-4, and that was a transition from going from a three-point stance to a two-point stance, and then going and starting to figure out how to drop into coverage. That was a big challenge, because you're playing in space. When you're used to playing in the trenches in a little square box with the offensive linemen, it's a lot different. But I've heard also that Dallas Cowboys are going to be running a hybrid-type defense, and I know that going into this draft at 17, I think that they're going to be really looking from the lens of, you know, the guy from LSU, like Le'Veon Chason, like an outside linebacker type guy. But I also know that DeMarcus Lawrence, he probably would transition into playing a little bit of a hybrid guy. I mean, I know McCarthy, from his defenses that he's had up there from Green Bay, they're going to want to bring the heat. And not just from the left side with DeMarcus Lawrence. He's going to probably have to change and go left and right, bringing other guys in. So, you know, the offense is great. They've top one or two in majority of all the categories that on offense, but getting turnovers, creating those big plays, that's what they're going to be looking for on defense. And going from a hybrid, actually a 4-3 to a hybrid defense, that's what they're going to get, is those turnovers that they need. They've been looking for some defensive guys for sure.
Well, you know, and I've always argued that I hated seeing you go up to Denver and win one in another uniform, and I'd love to see you win one in the Cowboys uniform. Is there any way that you're ready to put a workout to a video together and send it over and say, I'm ready to be that designated pass rusher?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, man. I work out every single day, and I still got it in me for sure. So if they're looking at any other workout stuff that I'm putting on social, and if that's good enough, you know, tell them to give me a call.
So we need to change our mock draft? That's what I just heard.
DeMarcus, since we bring up the championship in Denver, and I go back, you're probably your team in 07, 13-3, number one seed here in Dallas, was maybe your best chance to win something special here in Dallas. 09, you had a good team too. I was wondering, we had this conversation about a month or so ago, how much of winning a championship in the NFL is based off of you being the best team and then based off of luck?
You know what? It's based off of luck. a lot of luck based off of, you know, which team is going to go into the postseason the healthiest. And it's also based off of talent, too. I mean, I would add a little bit of talent in there, but you've also seen that the most talented teams are the teams that always win. And they'll get to the end, but then they just crash, right? So I just, you know, sit back and think that no matter what, the character of the team that's built in the offseason is what is shown in the postseason. It starts all before the season. And that's going to be a challenge for a lot of the guys now with COVID-19, not being able to have the OTA, mini camp, and training camp, working out. So I can't wait to see what's going to unfold for this next upcoming season.
Now, we always, you know, as us media people, we like to look back with hindsight and use our intelligence to say this is what we would have done. So I am curious, if you can be honest with us here, is there anybody that you look back at that 05 draft and you were like, oh, that kid's never going to make it, and he turned out to be a star, or somebody that you were like, this kid's going to be a superstar, and maybe it didn't totally work out? Did you do any draft speculation of your own with your fellow draft mates?
You know what? I didn't. I was just trying to get drafted myself. I'm telling you, I came from nothing. I'm talking about Division One AA school that went to Division One. So I really wasn't worried about where I was going to get drafted. I said, you know, if you give me an opportunity, I promise you it's going to be hell to pay for somebody when I get drafted. That's just the way that I felt about that. But I never really judged. I never really judged anybody on their character. Like, hey, this guy was number one over him. But it was one thing I always thought about is that quarterback situation. I think it was like Aaron Rodgers and Alex Smith situation. That was something that always stuck in my head all the time. You know, and I think that was my draft.
That was your draft. I was curious if you were going to admit that you were like, that Aaron Rodgers kid's never going to make it.
No, I never thought about the Aaron Rodgers kid would never make it. It was just like, why did he not go there? Why did he go here? But then you sit back and you think about it, like, man, I mean, this dude's a beast. I mean, one of the greatest of all time that's been playing really well and still having that legendary career right now. So it's crazy to sit back and think about that.
And a thorn in Cowboys fans' sides. Mm. Yes, absolutely.
And here you are praising him. Thanks a lot, DeMarcus.
And I think this
hey,
is
listen,
the
man. You told me to be truthful.
Okay, that's true. That's fair. That's fair.
The other argument, and I love this debate all the time. The other argument we always get into is what comes first: pressure from the defensive line or coverage in the secondary. When it comes to you, if you're coaching a team, if you're putting the Cowboys together this year, do you want to be in the face of the quarterback and causing havoc that way, or you say, I need a cornerback that's going to shut them down?
I think that, you know, pressure. I would say pressure always bursts any pipe, no matter what's going through it. So if you're going to be able to bring the heat and then have coverage behind it, that's what's going to really propel the team, because if you have great coverage, it gives the defensive line more time. But also, if you have a lot of pressure from the beginning, knowing that the quarterback is thinking, hey, I got 1.5, 2 seconds to get off this ball, then the turnovers are created, because now you have to get off the ball a lot faster, get off his timing, and then now the corners, they get to eat. A lot of interceptions, PBUs, big plays. So it goes hand in hand, but you know I'm a pressure guy. And you know that I'm going to say, no matter what, draft a freaking pressure defensive end, outside linebacker type guy, especially in the defense.
Now, I was curious, because obviously we all know the world we're living in with COVID, and we wanted to know, have you had the chance to talk to Von Miller or text with him or anything like that? Because, you know, this is another kid from Texas, and obviously y'all played alongside of each other, and he said that he had coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, it's very sad, but I just know that, you know, he's doing the best he can to, you know, combat that, the virus. And the thing is, like, that virus does not choose. It's there. And you can see that no matter what, if you're working out, especially the guys now, they are working out with the other teammates, but just being careful. Being careful where you're working out, how many people you're working out with, especially in this time. You know, with Vaughn, I mean, we talked about that. I've talked about that with DeMarcus Lawrence and a lot of other guys over there. and they're trying to be as safe as possible. But no matter what, there's only so much you can do with the Clorox wipes and the neoprene gloves and the M95 mask. I mean, what else can you do? If you're doing all that and you still get it, what can you do? Just like you said, the guy that said he comes in every time he spits on the mic, and he's coming in to work every day. I'm just talking about Rick, right? And I think it's Rick, right?
Mm, yeah. No, Kevin.
Kevin, I'm joking on Kevin, right?
I was just freaking out now because of what you said. I was like, man, maybe I really should rethink what I'm doing here.
I'm joking, man. But it's all good, man. But it's a challenge for a lot of the guys and everything, and I know everybody's keeping safe.
DeMarcus Ware, we're going to have to let you go because aren't you decorating your car today to drive to Tony Romo's house to wish him a happy birthday along with all the Dallas Cowboys?
I got a number nine painted on the side of the car like the Dukes have the car, and I'm going to drive it over there for sure. So we'll be wishing him a happy birthday.
Wow. Awesome. Well, hey, we still haven't gotten Dak under contract. Ask him if he can bounce up there for a game or two. As long as we're at it, we can fill this roster.
We got to get it done.
Thursday night, you're hosting the Cowboys draft party with Jamie Foxx. What kind of crazy stuff's going to be going down on Thursday?
You know, man, it's going to be great hosting this Cowboys draft live on Thursday, April 23rd at 7 p.m., but it's a totally virtual draft, and it's going to be hosted with Jamie Foxx, which is a freaking great opportunity. And it gives the Dallas Cowboys fans easy access with this COVID-19 from, just this feeling of just going to DallasCowboys.com, the Dallas Cowboys app, where they can still get the feeling of the draft. And some things that they can really look forward to is, you know, question and answers with, you know, front desk executives, coaches, interviews with players and alumni. They get to win tickets from Dallas Cowboys, but also get a call from Jerry Jones, just to name a few things.
Ooh.
And just during this process, it's a lot of giving back, right? I mean, there's a lot of hurting people out there. So, you know, the Dallas Cowboys with COVID-19, they're teaming up with Baylor Scott and Wright and having a 5K to really help out all the people on the front line. The way they're talking about running this virtual 5K is from home, walk or run from home, and you can, you know, really register for free and go to DallasCowboys.com/draft live to sign up for that. And then during the whole draft-a-thon with the NFL, the 23rd through the 25th, the Dallas Cowboys will be teaming up with the Salvation Army's COVID-19 relief efforts. And that's part of the three-day stuff on April 23rd to the 25th to really just help out around the community. So I'm really happy to be part of that and just get everybody to go to NFL.com/relief, and we'll just go from there for sure.
Well, we appreciate all the insight. We're looking forward to the virtual draft party on Thursday night and obviously the draft in general. Thank you very much, good sir.
All right, thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.